This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with Fiona and Michael. We hope that you've been enjoying the show this morning. Michael, who's our next guest?
Well, Fiona, I'm sure you have noticed my eminent sartorial splendour in my cardboard waistcoat and Velcro undergarments. I always dress like that because I'm a superb dresser, and that's because I'm getting ready for one of the most exciting events in vintage clothing in the country, which is happening, well, now. It's actually getting underway. Brought to you by the National Trust. Yes, the National Trust, the people who look after some of our iconic properties, Como, Old Melbourne Jail, Rip and Lee, the site of an absolutely magnificent party last week, which we'll get to in a moment. But right now, this, from today to tomorrow, is the National Trust vintage clothing sale at the Abbotsford Combat. We have two guests from the National Trust with us. Brooke Power, who's the marketing and brand manager of National Trust Victoria. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Brooke.
Jack Fordham, who runs, you do millions of things, Jack, but people might know you from something you do in town, which is, don't smirk. See, she's getting cheeky.
You do make it sound suspect. What do you do in town?
What do you do in town late at night?
Well, actually, he does lots of things in town. So let's just keep it specific.
Yeah, let's narrow it down.
Vault. People might know Vault in our glorious block arcade, which is a National Trust building.
It's listed.
It's listed, National Trust. Vault. Well, I hesitate to call it. If I use the word really, really, really upmarket op shop, will you get terribly offended, Jack?
I'll leave the studio right now.
He really is on the way out. Secondhand clothes.
Yeah, it's essentially that. Vintage clothing from the 1920s through to 2020. So every decade's covered.
You have haute couture in there, all sorts of things.
We've had
you?
Some incredible runway pieces from McQueen. We've had some beautiful big YSL jackets and lots of Australian designers like Prue Acton. So there's always something really
but
cool.
This weekend, it all comes together with the vintage clothing sale. I'm going to hand over to Brooke Powell to tell us a little bit about it. Hello, Brooke.
Hello. So, well, Jack probably knows more about the vintage clothing sale than I.
You can find it out amongst the both of
you. I will start and he can fill in the gaps that I don't make as colourful as they should be. So, as we've already established, we have Vault as a retail store all the time, and that's where the donations. We are very lucky at the National Trust. We are a not-for-profit. We have no sort of ongoing significant government funding, so we rely on the generosity of others. And people are extremely generous with us. So, Vault has a wonderful range of high-end product. And then once a year, we do the vintage clothing sale that is a broader version of that. And so the vintage clothing sale is still high-end. Like, you would not go there to try to find a pair of beach shorts and T-shirts in the same way you'd duck it through Savers because you'd forgotten to pack properly. But you will find extraordinary pieces that people have had tucked away for years. Yeah. And they're beautifully made. There's haberdashery, there's
collectibles,
antiques. It's really taken on. So it's been going now for 14 years, and it literally started off
in the garage by
one of the volunteers that's still there now. Mm-hmm. And the volunteers work tirelessly all year, and they're, and so it goes for the 2 days. For the National Trust, in terms of a monetary gain, which is, I guess, we don't do it for the thrill. We usually get about $100,000 from this weekend, which is incredibly important to the work we do. And it's also helps us highlight the fact that the National Trust doesn't just look after the built environment. Mm. We're really about social, cultural. That's part of what we're trying to manage. And we have a very vibrant, I like to call it a fabric ecosystem. Mm. So it's Vault. We have a fashion collection that is of museum standard.
Every time we do get a donation to the trust, it does go past our curator, Lizzie, who checks if they want anything for the archive to keep, if it's of significance. So that's the first step.
So the clothes are donated by National Trust people that
members,
are members, but and any members of the public.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known about the National Trust sale at the Abbotsford Convent for some time, but I actually have to stay away because I know that the amount of money that would be therefore contributed, very, very, I know it would be very well utilised. But I have been a vintage clothing lover for many, many years. I started op shopping, I think, when I was 14 in Shepparton.
Okay.
And a big lover of vintage clothes. And so I think that from time to time, I can just feel the fabric and the textures and I would just be, I mean, I would sort of go and be quite beside myself. So
I spend half my time at work just walking around touching fabric.
I go into, you know, beautiful secondhand clothing stores and I just sort of touch and feel up all the fabric. And, you know, it's a great personal thrill when you work, like so many of us, behind a computer.
I find that
being able to explore and to spend time with beautiful fabrics and particularly of the vintage kind where you can, you know, look at the dyes and look at the colours and look at the
best thing is sometimes they come with a bit of provenance behind each garment.
We're
very lucky to be donated this suit from a good friend, and it was actually worn in the 1940s by a Hollywood actor.
Oh,
wow.
Incredible.
So, and it's got the original tag as well. Yes.
I love looking at the original tags and the beautiful. I mean, that's kind of like really sort of vintage.
I look at
the zips and I go, oh, I wonder. You know, you can use the zip to judge the age.
Or the button fly going way back before zips were invented. Jack, you must have to turn away more garments than you are given to maintain a standard, I suppose. What are you looking for? I mean, on what basis do you accept or vet things?
Well, it's pretty open, actually, because we also, I'll get onto it in a second, but we always look for a good quality fabric. And even if it does come with moth holes or some stains that we can't get out, we can do our best to try and revitalize that fabric or that garment. But even if they come with a bit of damage that's too far gone, we keep it aside and we either do a big upcycle runway, which we've done previously for Melbourne Fashion Week, where we take local designers and get them to remake them into new pieces and then put them on the show.
Which brings us, of course, to the next very, very, very important moment. I mean, a conversation about the sustainability and recycling of fashion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe in Europe they're actually now taxing, or they're about to institute a tax on fashion companies for unused clothing. The sustainability component, Jack, maybe you'd like to speak to that and the benefits.
Well, I mean, when you come into Vault or you go to the vintage clothing sale, you're not only buying something that is sustainable because it's already pre-loved, but you're also helping the National Trust. So it's an added bonus in that aspect, but also sustainability in fashion, it can get pretty, it is one of the biggest contributors to
waste.
And
insane.
Even, you know, the high-end brands like Chanel or whoever, that's just fast fashion with a few more zeros, in my opinion. So it's a bit dicey to say, but it's very true.
I agree.
I think we've got to do a lot better. And when you come into a shop and you buy a vintage piece, you're going to have that. No one else is going to have it.
Yep.
You know it's well made. There's so many beautiful, like, handmade, tailor-made pieces at Vault and at the vintage clothing sale that was just made by a, you know, lovely old person back in the 40s and that's love and done properly.
But I think it's also really, it's a tangible and a tactile way for people to experience heritage and history that is relevant today, and also admire the craftsmanship that we have lost. And so it becomes a real values piece as well. And I think does sometimes encourage people, if they experience the pieces that we have and that Jack specialises in at Vault, they can then look with a slightly different eye to the new pieces that they're purchasing. And I think it really helps slow down that fast fashion drive and gives people reason. And
if you get a well-made jacket, say from the 40s, whatever designer, and you know it's that tailor-made piece, it's going to last forever.
Yeah,
Fletcher Jones is a great example of a brand that I still get them in now when they're donated. They're still in perfect shape. They've got great colour. Like when they're made well, they last. And if we buy that, we'll...
Yeah.
The vintage clothing sale comes on the back of some very exciting happenings at National Trust Victoria. And I believe you guys had a huge hit last week. Speaking of beautiful clothing being worn at Rip and Lee, where you had the Saltburn party, where you just sort of got people to turn up a la the hit film happening at the moment.
That's right.
And learn. This is not the stuffy old National Trust that I remember. So well done there.
It's got to be fun as well. And they put a movie out that has a good soundtrack and there's a mansion involved. I mean, we can do all of that.
Yeah.
Anything else coming up that we should be knowing about the National Trust is doing?
So we're looking at doing another Neville Parry, who was the choreographer and led the dance class at Rip and Lee, may be doing a Cell Block Tango for us up at the old Melbourne jail to celebrate Chicago.
And Chicago the musical. Okay.
That's right. And we've also got Botanica, the festival that we do at Rip and Lee annually. That's on the 19th of May. Is that the Sunday?
Okay. Yes.
That'll have a few thousand people there. And that, again, is us talking about sustainability, but through the lens of gardening and lifestyle practice. Mm.
Well, Brooke and Jack, it's been fantastic having you in here, talking all things National Trust, the vintage clothing sale
at the Abbotsford Convent
this weekend. We have run out of time, but we really appreciate you coming in. And, of course, I know you've got to get going back to the convent today. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.